Right now on VFN TV, President Trump addresses the U.S. Marine Corps at the base of Miramar. It's very exciting, very encouraging. We're also going to have a VFN KB success secret from Damon John, the member of the Shark Tank, to be able to encourage you. And finally, we're going to hear from Don Potter, a very gifted musician, hearing about the coming move of God and how the anointing is going to be so important during this time that you can't merchandise it. Right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
Man, we are bright today, huh?
Yes, we are. We got the volume crank pretty high.
And we don't talk about it. It just happens,
it just
right?
happens. Believe me, this is not coordinated.
This is not coordinated at all. Well, I just want to, again, as always, you know, thank you for joining us. It's such a privilege for us to come together
yes.
and our community come together. And we talk about that quite often, but we love to hear from you. We love your comments. And, you know, thank you for those that say you're praying for us. You know, we need lots of prayer, but it's inspiring to see what's taking place today. And I want to encourage you to pick your media sources. Don't just have everything coming at you, because so many people are saying things that are contrary to the reality of the greatness, you know?
Absolutely.
Great things are happening. God's preparing us. A great awakening is coming. We're prophesying that it's here. Revival, we're seeing the end, the beginning stages of the end of potentially abortion
yeah.
in America. It's just exciting.
And we're always
yeah.
trying to bring a biblical perspective to the current events and news that we're covering, and prophecy, of course. But also, we want to leave you with hope. You
yeah.
know, you don't want to watch something that leaves you down and depressed. We want to bring hope, good news.
Yeah, that's what, you know, the Lord tells us to think on good things, you know, and so one thing we hope you can do, even though you're still going to know what's going on, as you know, we talk about everything, but to have that biblical perspective of it.
And perspective is everything.
Yeah, and there's hope. Listen, God is doing some amazing things in the earth. As a matter of fact, President Trump goes to the Miramar base to speak to the U.S. Marine Corps. And I want you to see this and watch the Marines, how excited and how encouraged they are for their commander-in-chief being positive, just sharing love and say,
how
much he cares about them, because it's the military that gives us the ability to have freedom. They're protecting our freedom. And so we're so grateful and thankful for all the armed forces. But let's hear what President Trump had to say at the Miramar base, the U.S. Marine Corps.
I am really thrilled to be here at Marine Corps Air Station Miramar. You are faithful to each other, faithful to your mission, and you are always faithful to the country that you love, the USA. Your devotion fills our allies and our families with confidence. Your courage fills our enemies with dread. And your example inspires countless young Americans who dream of being the best to someday wear the uniform of the United States Marines. I have a message for you straight from the heart of the American people. We support you, we thank you, we love you, and we will always have your back like you have ours. Thank you.
That's so exciting when you see your boss, the commander-in-chief who's over all the armed forces, you know, understands their role and what they're
yeah.
doing.
No doubt. I mean, I don't remember any of the previous presidents, last right. four or five presidents, who had visited so many air bases
right.
and really gave such strong speeches. I know that all the presidents have been supportive of the military, but it seems that there's something unique about President Trump in his genuine care and appreciation. He's been consistent from campaigning and even now as being, you know,
right.
the commander-in-chief.
And so it's so important. The previous administration almost made it like the military was optional. But the reality
right.
is that's what actually stands in the gap between us and not having freedom.
That's right.
And we're very grateful. We're thankful for all the vets. We're grateful
yes.
that the VA is coming alive
yes.
and being challenged. We're thankful for just so many things taking place, you know, for those that serve. Only, I think it's 1% of America serves to protect the other 99% or the whole 100%.
Wow.
And every one of them, because they'll make, some people will make you think, you know, that 50% of America is going out to serve in the military. It's like 1%.
That's amazing.
Well, how come that 99% should look at that 1% and say, how can we take care of you? How can we take care of your family? And this president, President Trump's doing that exact thing.
It's amazing.
It's very encouraging. You know, I had an opportunity to serve in the military, and just to see, you know, a commander in chief that stood up that much for you, a raise is coming, the equipment's going to be changed.
We're going to give you the best equipment that you need when you go fight for us. Yeah. That's important. And in fact, it makes me think about, who knows, we may be at war. So many things are happening around the world, and how important it is for these soldiers and all those in the military to know that their commander in chief truly cares about them. Yeah, they'll fight for them.
And some of the things the Lord has spoken to me personally is the fact that, you know, things shifted in 2016, so we don't know which words come over or not. But the specific thing the Lord told me, that there will be a physical battle on the land of America, I mean, literally a physical battle. And he actually confirmed it when I spoke it. It was an amazing thing that took place. But also, the fact is that the enemy will be coming from the east and the west, he told me. He said, but we would mow them over. Well, who's that's going to mow them over? That's the military. We want them fully armed, want them fully equipped, want them to know that we appreciate them, want to help their families out, support what's taking place, because they're very special people that are saying, we want to stand up and lay down our freedom and our lives for our freedom. And so we got to say, you know what? You know, thank God for this president that he's standing up for the U.S. military. But I want to hear from you. What are your thoughts towards the vets, the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, the Coast Guard, you know, all the branches of the military? You know, your thoughts, post below. We'd like to hear your comments, what your thoughts are about this, about the president standing up like this. And they're saying thank you. Also, email us or also write to us. We want to be able to hear from you. John, what's next?
We have an amazing VFNKB success secret with one of the stars of the popular show called The Shark Tank, Damon John. He's also the author of a book called The Power of Broke. And he shares with us some amazing secrets for entrepreneurship and the things we need to know. But he says, talks about the uncertainty of entrepreneurship and why that's part of the equation. Take a look.
I've seen it over the past several years, because the theory is, you know, people woke up at one point and said, you know, is it scarier to be an entrepreneur and work on my dream, or is it scarier to be somebody who's working on somebody else's dream and they fail and then now I fail? So I've seen that over the last couple of years. I think that entrepreneurship is growing. I think that people are very excited about the time. We're in the best time in history due to technology and things of that nature. I also know that there's a lot of uncertainty out there, but to a true entrepreneur, that doesn't matter. We've always had uncertainty. We've always, whether it's you're dealing with the politics because of the closing of borders and trade and stuff like that, but that's what an entrepreneur does. They wake up every single day and they deal with adversity. So the real entrepreneurs I know look at this as, oh good, there's more problems coming around. That means the weak ones are gonna fall by the wayside and I am about to get busy. That's the only way to look at it. Because if you go into it scared, you're dead already.
That's so important to understand, that if you look how, you know, great success has taken place and where this family got all of these wealth and things that took place, it was in the time that everybody else was going the opposite direction and they were hoarding and they were scared and they were terrified. The people willing to go out and take risk, go out, and that's what entrepreneurship is about.
That's all part of it. Absolutely. In fact, you thrive in the risk taking because, you know, no pain, no gain. You have to invest in order to get something, a return on
and
it.
And that's where you find, you know, people that don't start businesses and they're scared of the risk. And the whole thing is like, that's the exciting part.
You don't need to get into business if you're scared. Stay out of this, stay out of the lane.
But the American dream, the dream of everyone in the world, is to be able to have your own business, your own source of income. You know, if you find out, you know, what you like to do and you do that, you may never have to have a job your entire life because people will pay you to be able to do what you like to do. God's given you a special gift to be able to do that. This truly is one of the most exciting times, entrepreneurial times in the world. You know, one thing we want to tell you before we go to break here is that VFNKB, you can find out more at VFNKB.com. You got to understand the season, though. It's not the same season. It's not the same way. It's a global economy, whether we like it or not. It's a new economy, but the church has always been global, right? So we're not concerned about that. But how you do your business, how you share your business, and how you have an online presence and apps and social media and all these different things that have to be done. It's the new brick and mortar for business is technical brick and mortar. And that's one thing we do to help you out at VFNKB. You go to VFNKB.com, sign up for a discovery coming up, something that's we have for you, and also a new webinar coming up. You can find it under events at VFNKB.com. John, hold on a minute. We want to hear about your comments.
Yes.
What are your thoughts about when you think about, you know, success and taking risk, and do you see that maybe you've taken risk and you got to begin to believe that for the second chance, you know, it didn't work out the first time. But I think Abraham Lincoln, the president of the United States, ran for, I don't know, 15...
He failed like 6-7 times.
Yeah, many, many times.
And before then,
Before he became president. So it's about persistence. You know, the difference between success and failure quite often is 5 more minutes staying in there. So comment below, write to us. We love hearing from you about your thoughts and what we're talking about. John?
When we get back from this break, we have another success secret from Damon Johns, a VFNKB success secret. And he's asked a very important question. What is the best advice you can give someone who is interested in being an entrepreneur? You're going to be amazed and encouraged by what he shares. Join us when we get right back.
We'll be right back.
We call it Nonviolence 365. Nonviolence is a way of life for courageous people. Nonviolence seeks to win friendship and understanding. Nonviolence seeks to defeat injustice and not people. Nonviolence chooses love instead of hate. That's my father's philosophy and methodology of nonviolence.
Well, listen, I want to tell you about this. You know, we are excited to tell you we have launched VFN TV's YouTube channel. We are out there. We had people request it. I'm very excited about it. You know, you can simply go to it by going to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube, or you can go to YouTube.com/VFNTV. But I wanted you to know that we are out there in YouTube. We have an audience now that stretches all around the world that's joined us in other ways as well. And we thank you for watching, and you can subscribe to us. As a matter of fact, you know, you can go there and check from time to time about new, because almost every day new content's coming out there. But one way to make sure that you be notified that content is happening is you go there and you press the button subscribe. You can see that button here probably. Just press that button, it doesn't cost you nothing, it's just a thing that happens. And then you'll be notified every time new materials put up on the YouTube channel. That's right, VFN TV. We're now on YouTube. It's youtube.com/VFNTV, or just go to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We have another VFNKB success secret for you, John.
Yes, we're going to hear from Damon John. He's one of the folks on the Shark Tank hit show, and he's also the author of The Power of Broke. But he's asked this important question: what is the best advice you can give someone who is interested in becoming an entrepreneur? Take a look.
Yeah, well, you know, listen, first of all, real life experience, you cannot compare that to anything else. Go out there and overprovide. 80% or 70% of my company probably started off as interns. They had to go to college, whatever the case is. But go and overprovide for somebody in some place you want to be, and try to out-hustle the boss. Try to outwork the boss, so the boss will even make you his partner or her partner or whatever the case is. Do your research, do your homework, and fail fast and fail small. Take affordable steps. You know, one of the top reasons that entrepreneurs fail, or the small businesses fail, is really overfunding. They go out and they raise capital from a bunch of people and or take out this mortgage on their home. They go out and then build a $20,000 website instead of coding and learning to code like I told you, and build a $2,000 website. They go out and build a retail store and sign a contract instead of, or go buy this big office instead of going into WeWork, right, and whatever the
or
case.
Or Blueprint & Co.
They're not ready for Blueprint & Co. We're not okay. Talking about that yet, but we're talking about the power of broke. And they go out and they spend all this lavish money instead of just taking affordable steps. You want to be like Mark Zuckerberg. You want to be somebody who wanted 2 friends and then 4 friends and now 1.2 billion friends, or somebody like me. I stood out here on this corner. I stood out right here on 42nd Street, and I used to break dance when I was 12 years old, all the way up to 14 years old. And then when I was 18 years old, I revisited this corner with a bunch of hats. And I just stood out there in that corner every single day. Here's the best thing about being in New York. When you stand outside in New York and you ask people to buy your clothes, they don't tell you what they think about your clothes. They tell you what they think about your mother. They tell you everything. And that's what I got. That's what I learned, you know, out there. And I sold 1 hat, 2 hats, 20 hats. Then I got to the million, and then whatever the case is. Out hustle everybody.
That's so important. I think about this, you know, one of the greatest movements of soul winning people to the Lord is a church plant. You know, a brand new church plant. Because once people have their buildings or have their space, yeah, and they have their people they're connecting with, it just stunts the growth.
It stops, yeah.
But if you stay in a continual place of having nothing and birthing it, I mean, that's where everything is when you think about it.
You work smarter. I mean, that was a powerful thing, being overfunded. Because if you have too much money, anyone can write a check to solve a problem. In business, you need to be able to do it on a budget. You need to be able to use smart innovation.
Well, you think. You know, yeah. You think a lot. Some people just throw money at a problem.
Yeah, it doesn't
And when
help.
You all you have is a dollar to throw, you really think it through. Will I get a return on that particular investment?
Correct.
And so that's actually, this is a great time to be able to invest. And one thing we want to say in this VFNKB success secret, we want to be able to say, listen, quit looking at, you know, this is what the Word of God says. He says, if you don't cast your bread on the water, nothing's ever going to come back.
Yeah.
You got to be able to, you know, if what you have in your hand does not meet your need, then what you have in your hand is potentially your seed to be able to begin something, to grow something. Apple is the largest company in the world right now, I believe. Right?
Largest company in the world, and it's worth more than all of Russia's stock exchange, okay?
Yeah, all of Russia's stock exchange. But it started in a garage.
Yeah.
It started in a house. Even America's ran out of a house, right?
Yeah.
The White House. And so I want to encourage you, don't think you have to have all those things. You got to be able to reset yourself and say, you know what? I have gifts inside of me that God has called me to be, to get interest on, to reproduce in my life, and I need to get busy about doing those things. And for a while there, even though you have this dream, you may have to work with others who have a dream so you can understand how things work. But he's telling us just like it is, you know, the ability, the blessings, what is it called?
Oh, yeah. And listen, not only that, but you have a dream, you have a desire, but you may also need some help. And that's why we're here. We're VFNKB Kingdom Business. We want to help you, empower you, and give you the tools necessary so that you can achieve the success you've always dreamed and wanted. It's real. It's available. And it's now.
Talk to our community before we go to break, because I want to be able to talk about what's coming up next.
Listen, we want to hear from you. Put comments below. Maybe you're wanting to become an entrepreneur, but you have some scary things you're thinking about, some limitations or concerns. Maybe write them there. You'll get some answers. But also, we want to hear how we can help you achieve your success. Always comment and always let us know your thoughts, because we really care and we want to reply.
That's exactly it. Not only that, is that, you know, VFNKB.com, that's what we're all about. It's about helping you succeed. When we get back from this break, we're going to hear Don Potter speaking from Morningstar Ministries, talking about this the next move of God, and the anointing is going to be so strong. We got to begin to be good stewards of what is going to happen. If not, it won't happen until we're ready. As a matter of fact, well, join us after the break. I'll tell you more about it.
We'll be right back.
Let's talk today about two kinds of children that are seen in every school classroom. Those in the first category are by nature rather organized individuals who just care about details. They take the learning process very seriously and they assume full responsibility for assignments given. To do poorly on a test would depress them for several days. Parents of these children don't have to monitor their progress to keep them working. It's their way of life, and it's consistent with their temperaments. In the second category of children are the boys and girls who just don't fit in with the structure of the classroom. They're sloppy, disorganized, and flighty. They have a natural aversion to work, and they love to play. They can't wait for success, so they hurry on without it. Like bacteria that gradually become immune to antibiotics, the classic underachievers become impervious to adult pressure. They withstand a storm of parental protest every few weeks, and then when no one's looking, they slip back into apathy. They don't even hear the assignments being given in school, and they seem not to be embarrassed in the least when they fail to complete them. If they graduate at all, it's not going to be cum laude, it's thank you, Laudy. We really should talk more about these disorganized children, because God sure made a lot of them. They drive their parents to distraction, and their unwillingness to work can turn their homes into World War III. I have some suggestions that may help, and we'll discuss a few of them tomorrow.
Lancaster. Welcome back. We're going to be joining Don Potter of the Morningstar Ministries when he's talking about the next move of God and how strong the anointing is. And he just finished discussing, you know, Ezekiel 28, where it seems like he's talking about the king of Tyre. But really, when you look at it, he's really talking about the fall of Satan, what happened with the angel that was in heaven that eventually became Lucifer, the fallen angel. You know, I've seen him fall like lightning. And he's talking about that. But what he was before he fell is what we're supposed to be as the church, is glorifying God and honoring God. So the worship in regards to how we And he says you can't really lead worship. All you can do is worship God and hope people that they join in. But you know, 80%, I believe it is, according to George Barna, of Christians, regular church attenders that attend every other week or so, they say worship is about them. And worship is about God. As a matter of fact, listen to Don Potter. He's talking about this, what's got to take place as he's talking to a whole bunch of worship leaders at this conference. Take a look.
What I believe he was here for. Now, he lost the gig. We know that, right? Jesus saw him falling from heaven like lightning. So he lost the gig. He messed up the gig. You want to know how he messed up the gig? Anybody? You want to mess up a gig? That's a serious mess up. What do you think? Being that person? Anyway. Thou wast perfect in thy ways. This is verse 15. And from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee, by the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore, I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy you, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Now, I know that's a lot. I mean, I had a lot of time into this, so you guys, and I'm just throwing it at you like it's, you should get this. We are here to really worship God with everything we have, to bless him with the best of the best of the best of the best. That's our gig on life. This was the best of the best at one time, and one thing tripped him. Merchandise. What do you suppose he merchandised? I'm just guessing. What do you guys? You think he might have merchandised the anointing? We got some trouble coming, kids, because we are going to see an anointing coming from the heavens that far passes anything we have ever experienced. And it's going to be based in the power that God releases on certain people to carry the authority to stand against darkness. Making sense? David spoke, in the womb you made me fearfully and wonderfully made. You made me feared by darkness. A part of that definition of feared is to stop dark magic. In the womb you were given the power and authority. When you connected with Christ as a person, whatever time in your life, to walk in the power and authority to stop this kind of darkness that the enemy fell into. Am I making any sense to you? I spent many, many years in the get recognized, get famous business and helped many people get famous and get very wealthy and so on and so forth. And one of the key phrases, if you got something to sell, honey, sell it. Years and years I lived in that world for many years. When I came to the Lord, he said, you know, you can do this little thing in the church that's really cute with you making people like you. He said, I think it's really cute, but what's going to happen is you're going to come to me, and I am the one you're going to turn your face to, and I am who you're going to worship, and that's how that's going to go from now on. Yeah, but what about the people? I will deal with the people. You do what I tell you. Now, that sounds a little hard, but let me tell you something. Hard is not, we don't even know the meaning of how hard it's going to get. The Father will have his way. He will have the kingdom. He will see every knee bowed, and he will hear every tongue confessing. His Son is the Lord. I don't know if you agree with all of that. Does it make any difference? It's going to happen anyway. And he is gathering together. Now, this is a funny stat. You can agree with it or hate it, and I'll let you go. There's 900,000 musicians in the United States that make enough money as a musician to pay taxes. That's how they can count them. There's 317 or more people, 317 million people in America. 900,000 musicians. How many of them do you think are given over and dedicated to God and God alone? Anybody got a? There's probably no actually telling how many there are that are given to God that are good enough to make a living out in the world. Am I talking to the right crowd? Do you understand what I'm talking about? I've asked lots of musicians, if you had the chance and the ability to make it in the world, would you take it? These are already worship people. Yep, many of them. Take it, I'd take it. Could help God more. Oh, you know God, he really needs your help. Am I making any sense to you? And so this time that's coming is going to be riddled with the opportunity to merchandise the power of his anointing. And that cannot happen. And until he has sufficiently broken those who are going to be in that place, this is not going to come to pass. Are you okay? That's one of those crow over the, as Bob Jones said, God tells me you're a rooster and you're going to crow over the body of Christ. I said, last time I heard about a rooster crowing is when they were denying Jesus. He said, yeah, that's right. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Bob. I love Bob. I love that he never clowned around. He always slapped you good and solid, you know, and I loved it. I absolutely love it. I miss it so much. So I said these things because I don't hope to shock you or make you crazy, but we cannot handle what's coming until we really are sufficiently broken. And I'd love to say, and it's me, I'm broken. Yeah. I've had years of brokenness, years and years of it. I know what the wall is nicer than you guys are because it's God. You know what I mean? And I love all of this and I like all of this and I'm not broken enough. Are you catching me?
This is so awesome. This is so preparatory. If you don't know Don Potter has probably been on every producing record coming out of Nashville for
a long time.
And, you know, God's won him in the Lord when he was actually in the music industry, still is, and he's gone through all these processes as a worship leader. And what he said was that he talked to so many worship leaders and said, you know, if you could make it in the world outside of the church, would you take it? And they're saying yes. And the thing about it is, it's actually the good to use the gift in the church in the context of for God and in a powerful way. And so I just want to encourage you right now. You can comment below. Want to hear your thoughts on that, but I want to. Don't you want this move of God to come, the anointing to be so strong? And the thing is, to giving God all the glory. Where Satan fell, Satan wanted the glory. And what we want is we want God to get all the glory, everything that we do. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, we thank you for Don Potter. We just pray a blessing over our community, Father God. We pray for worship leaders, God, to rise up that just gives their gift to you, Father God, and that you can use them mightily, Father God. We want this move of God to happen. We want the anointing, God, to break this yoke, Father God, over your church and the great harvest of souls. Lord, we declare by faith and decree that abortion has ended, that the great awakening is here, and revival is here in Jesus' name. God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
You know, what's so amazing about abiding is not that you're just able to hear the voice of the Lord for yourself, but that you're also able to help others hear God's voice. You know, Jesus said that we should not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And it just reminds me of, you know, Maria. Oh, my goodness. Hears from God. You know, she learns to abide and she hears his voice. And guess what? She follows what God says. And it's just, it's so amazing to see that not just for yourself, that how you can hear God's voice, but how you can begin to teach others to hear the voice of the Lord and how they can spend time with God and how they can abide and how they can journal down exactly what God is saying to them, about them, and for them.
And she's so beautiful. You know, you can just see her transformation prior to hearing God's voice, you know, years ago, and as she began to hear the Lord's voice, and now it's openly today.
Yeah.
And now, you know, Patterson in New Jersey's being blessed, the Bronx, you know, in New York's being blessed, and so many people are being blessed because she hears God's voice.
That's right. Let me tell you, if you're looking for a simple plan, we have a simple plan for you. It's free.
Just go to iabide.org. Request your simple plan today at iabide.org.